818-8349.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today on this Tuesday, March 19th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This story caught my eye because this is exactly what the problem is here in the state of Michigan when it comes to our elections. The qualified voter files. Some people refer to them as voting rolls. But technically now they're an electronic file that is put into the computers where people are checked in to get a ballot. Qualified voter files are electronic. They're no longer voter rolls. The American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan and a law firm yesterday called on Genoa Township Clerk to reinstate, quote, all voters improperly removed, end quote, from the qualified voter files since October 1st of 2023. They want them back in the qualified voter file. The ACLU's letter requests detailed information about all the voters that were removed, the basis for the removal, the process by which it was done, and other information. Delaney Barker, the attorney for ACLU, says, we have serious concerns about the appropriateness of the procedures that were not followed in Genoa Township in response to improper mass challenges it received last fall. Common sense voter protection laws have been on the books for decades and are critical to our democracy, which we don't have. We have a constitutional republic. Don't buy the fake narratives the left pushes when they say and use the term democracy. The attorney went on to say these laws ensure that voters who are properly registered but do not reside at a Michigan address daily, such as members of the military, students, snowbirds, and others, are not disenfranchised. Well, the Republican clerk, Polly Scolaris, acknowledged that she received the letter, but said she hasn't had a chance to review it. Sounds like it might go into file 13. You know that to be the wastebasket. Scolaris told MERS News Service, after them being informed of the letter, she deleted voters from the rolls in September and October. After learning about it from some of the Stand Up Michigan Livingston County members who screamed at her during a fall visit to her office. They claimed that some residents have died or have moved and no longer legally live in their county and their township of Genoa. She said initially they flagged some of the voters because they were challenged. Well, she went on to say, I did not want to do that because I felt there should be at least two or three presidential election cycles before we start removing people from the rolls. Exactly why? Why do you feel the need that you have to wait two or three election cycles for what, the presidential election? We're talking 12 years here. If somebody has died or moved, you don't need 12 years to figure it out. Bottom line, the clerk is in the process of reviewing 184 names to determine if any of the individuals she deleted need to be re-added. This is based on a letter received in earlier March from Elections Director Jonathan Brader, indicating that the state can re-add anyone incorrectly deleted from the qualified voter rolls. We'll see if that stands up in court. Because what happens if you delete the entire qualified voter file? Brader claims that the state, the Secretary of State, can come into a county and artificially re-add people. It's going to be challenged in court. And if a duly elected county clerk chooses to update the qualified voter files, causing people to re-register, technically, what can the state do about it other than sue? And I think that's a lawsuit that needs to be had. Scolera says she is personally trying to call each name on the list, and so far, she's only about 40% completed. I find that the clerks in Livingston County as a whole do an amazing job. And it's funny because she said she's never had any complaints until after the 2020 election. I do not believe the 2020 election was stolen, but a lot of people do. Keeping somebody on the rolls doesn't hurt anybody. What is the harm? What the harm is that dead people and people, Polly, that do not live here anymore should not be able to have a ballot assigned to their names. Well, in the ACLU's letter, the letter informs the clerk that deleting a voter's registration must be based on residency, state law, and the National Voter Registration Act, which requires a voter confirm a change of residency or both in order to respond to a cancellation of their voter registration. If they fail to vote in the next two federal presidential elections, the clerk then may remove them. Well, it's going to be interesting. Because personally, I agree with Vicky. When you have this much fraud, when you have this much questionable activities, how is it exactly that our Antrim County had 125% voter turnout in the 2020 November presidential election? How do you get more people voting than you have registered? Something is wrong with the qualified voter files. And we already know for a fact that ballots were even cast for vacant lots in Antrim County. We have a few developments that were laid out decades ago that have never been sold. Addresses were assigned by the post office, and ballots were cast for vacant lots. Now, who registered at those addresses? Who specifically are they? We have no idea. So it's very simple. You scrap the qualified voter files, you throw it in the garbage, and you make everybody re-register. Proof of citizenship, photo ID, a tax bill, or a lease on a piece of property, and an electric bill. Prove that you're a resident and are going to be registered to vote in our county. Probably going to make headlines. Let's see how many other clerks are willing to follow her lead. Because I believe in a Republican primary, this is a winning, absolutely winning platform policy to run on. She made some calls, talked to the assistant clerk over in Bel Air, and guess what? Three people have already filed. All filing as Republicans, and we believe they're Democrats. Have never heard of these people. I was a former chair of the Antrim County Republican Party for 6 years. Vicky's been involved with the party, the county party, ever since then, serving as a canvasser on the board of canvassers. and most recently, an election worker. Never even heard of these people, but yet they're running for clerk of our county as Republicans. Right. Well, we're going to have some conversations with the Antrim County Republican Party as they meet tonight, I believe in Bel Air at 7 o'clock. Vicki will be speaking with the chairman prior to that meeting. She may even address the group, we'll see, part of our returning back to the home base. On the U.S. Senate side, a short story. The only other remaining viable candidate that we're seeing so far capable of collecting the signatures, Nikki Snyder, the current member of the Michigan Board of Education, who won, she claims, two elections, statewide elections, has dropped out of the race for the U.S. Senate. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell reached out to her yesterday. I don't know if she was able to connect with Nikki, but Nikki Snyder has suspended her campaign for U.S. Senate. It's become obvious she's not going to get the signatures, make the deadline next month in April, so she's out and not able to raise any money. So one down in, I don't know, 11 to go. We'll find out very soon who files enough signatures to even make it on the ballot, which should thin out the crowd significantly. And the Michigan Democrat Party, they're attacking Donald Trump's endorsed candidate, U.S. Senate candidate, Mr. Rogers. Well, in the Detroit News, they published an op-ed calling for Mr. Rogers to do some explaining with regards to doing business with companies located where? China. Very, very, very interesting. Says it's time that Mr. Rogers comes forward and answers for his connections to China, according to the Michigan Democrat Party. So we'll be following that story as well. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-5400.
4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Short announcement. Filing yesterday, longtime listener Tim Miller over in the Gaylord area officially filed for county commissioner in District 5. He's going to be running against Jason Clement. So we'll be talking with Tim and getting him onto the show. He is a Marine combat veteran and an architect. So congratulations to another one of our listeners standing up, filing to run for office. Folks, the filing deadline is fast approaching, April 23rd. So we have a month and basically 4 days to file to run for county commissioner, county clerks, whatever. You need to consider doing it. Also, do not forget that you have to run for precinct delegate. That deadline is May the 7th. So we greatly appreciate if you guys would consider doing that. Everybody needs to get involved this year. It's that simple. Now, one other major interesting story that I saw. Others are considering dropping out of the race after the Trump endorsement. Sandy Pensler and also two others. But MERS News Service did not name who they were. But they are definitely considering dropping out since that endorsement was made. And at the same time, many people are mad that Donald Trump even got involved in endorsing anybody here in the state of Michigan. Many people were wanting him to simply stay out of it. But that's not what he decided to do. Now, one other last short story that I thought was pretty interesting. Supreme Court Justice Viviano, longtime conservative, announcing that he is not going to run for re-election. So an appellate court judge, Mark Boonstra, announced he is now seeking the Republican nomination for the Michigan Supreme Court. A self-professed rule of law judge, Boonstra has the support of former Supreme Court justices Bob Young, Clifford Taylor, Stephen Markman, in Maura Corrigan. Young wrote that with Viviano departing, only one of the remaining justices brought any judicial experience to the court. We need Boonstra on the Supreme Court. He's a judge's judge. Lifelong Michigan resident, was appointed to the Court of Appeals by former Governor Rick Snyder. He worked in private practice with Miller Canfield for roughly 30 years. Boonstra will be turning 67 this year, meaning that he could only serve a single 8-year term if elected due to the constitutional age limitation on judges. State Representative Andrew Fink is also seeking one of the two nominations. Justice Kyra Bolden and Kimberly Thomas, a clinical professor of law and director of the co-founding Juvenile Justice Clinic at the University of Michigan Law School, are seeking the Democratic two nominations. So there's going to be a race, folks, this year for Michigan Supreme Court. We'll see if Boonstra and whether or not the other candidate is going to be able to get across the finish line. We'll see. Andrew Fink and Mark Boonstra are the two Republicans running. And it's serious, folks. We got to take back the Supreme Court. But unfortunately, with the current makeup, we're not going to do it based on this year's election. We can inch a little bit closer if they can get across the finish line. We'll have to wait and see what happens with the top of the ticket, whether or not Donald Trump's coattails are long enough for all the Republicans across the entire state. So again, I got a couple of things. If you'd like me to text you BEEF, the phone number to call Tolini Farms to get on the waiting list, text me BEEF. If you'd like the card shipped out to you on Friday, text me CARDS. And then we have two classes for the upcoming Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. April 13th, the deadline's fast approaching for the deadline to order the books for Traverse City on April 13th. And then the new class we just launched this week, April 27th, down in Flint. So text me Class TC or Class Flint. And I'll be glad to send you the flyer and the link to the website, AC Conservatives. So greatly appreciate that. And we really, really hope that you guys will get involved, engaged, educated, learn more about these meetings, and decide to run for office. The Traverse City class is exactly 10 days before the filing deadline. So if you've been thinking about running for office, April 23rd's class in Traverse City would be your best bet. Come learn about Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of 60s, 70s, Motown, and the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a blessed day. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code.